Well, the point is that the company seem to have the backing of the powers that be. I cannot tell. So the union leaders who should be there to oversee these things, which the assets have been in the past, they learned them out of the system, they can't enter the mine. One of our PMSU colleagues who went there to allay the fear of the workforce when they tried doing this on Soweit, and he was packaged for an interdiction. They met last 2 days and they have terminated him, and he has to appeal for the way forward. So these are some of the obvious things going on there.
The situation seems to be serious, because when you listen to some of the workers, they are getting so frustrated now because of the brute force that the military is being forced to use on them. What is the mother union and the trade union doing about the situation now?
Well, indeed, obviously, given the role we play, we did intervene. Dr. Barr was there for the meeting. This is indeed disappointing, brother. This is something that we're not seeing in many years in the industry, where obviously military personnel will be there to coerce employees to pay their summer money into account, putting their bosses while going to work. You have a state machinery, nobody can tell who authorized that. So it's indeed very frustrating, and we told the minister yesterday, well, at this point in time, it appears that they have lost focus, and for that matter, they cannot tell who is doing what instead. So in our case, we align our plans, and we just be watching if they like, they should bring home military in Ghana to talk about. But the biggest thing is ugly. Anybody will sit down for such things to go on. Basically, what it means is that it flouts all international standards and national contractual relationships, which can only happen when there's a certain machinery behind them. And I think eventually those who are behind them are sellers, whether they think that multinational conglomerate will just be in our country and have their own way.
You heard General Secretary of the Mine Workers Union, Prince William Ankrah, on development at Goldfields Ghana Takwa Mines.
On the same issue, Deputy Secretary General of the TUC, Joshua Ansah, has described the use of the military to force Goldfields workers to sign their severance letters as barbaric and unacceptable. He told George Ankrah that if management is not stopped from their acts of treachery, the mother union would take action. Mr. Ansah said the TUC would not sit down for this treatment to be meted out to Ghanaians.
The day when the incident was there, that was on the 6th of March, we were there to meet with the National Security Council and the workers themselves. And we came to a conclusion that a time frame was set for which, if nothing is done, the series of actions to be taken by the union is there. But with the intervention of the Secretary General, I think an arrangement was made, and we have had a meeting with the Minister in charge of Employment and Energy and all the other stakeholders. That was yesterday. So we are waiting for the outcome of that meeting, because Minister promised that we want to have a caucus with the ministries in charge of that sector and the actual report to cabinet yesterday. So we are waiting for the outcome.
If you say you are waiting for the outcome, the intimidation is already going on, and the military are forcing the workers to sign their exit letters. I understand the management has also paid even those on leave their severance money. Should that be done in this era of democracy and rule of law?
It is barbaric and unacceptable. It is barbaric and unacceptable. I have heard the minister could have instructed the company or the management top to take action on whatever they are doing. That is our expectation, that the minister should give instructions to the company to stop this action until the matter is resolved as reported. But I'm surprised to hear that they have started paying the severance and so on and so forth. I'm very surprised to hear that. So I think I actually asked the General Secretary of Mine Workers Union to inform the Secretary General about that. Maybe he's not aware that that action is taking place. I think that the Minister in charge of Employment should instruct the company, the management, to stop whatever action they are taking until the Tripartite Committee meets on the issue and decide on the way forward.
What do you intend to do if things continue this way?
If things continue this way, I think an emergency will be called and the will issue a statement on that. And if it is considered that maybe the actions as planned by NEC will have to take place. You know, you cannot say in our own country to be treated like that.
Joshua Ansah is the Deputy Secretary General of the TUC.